Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's my favorite part of doing this job.
Yeah.
And I've had the honor and privilege to do it for 29 years now, Al. I love when we come on and people's alarm just went off. And we have news for you. When last we left you, you were annoyed because the Sixers had played a bad game, got screwed on a horrible call, and lost to their conference rival, Toronto Raptors. And you went to bed and you were in a bad mood because it was a horrible night. Am I right, Johnson? You were there? John Johnson's here today.
That's correct.
And then, sometime between 2 and 3 a.m., a bomb went off in the Sixers' offices and in the offices of the Los Angeles Clippers. Let's head into the newsroom, and Rhea Hughes will tell us the monster trade that was engineered by your Sixers.
All right, the Sixers are getting Tobias Harris. He averages 20 points a game. Center Boban Marjanovic and forward Mike Scott. Clippers are getting Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala. Their 2020 protected first-round pick, 2021 unprotected first-round pick, and 2 second-round picks.
Wow! That is John Johnson now, by a fortuitous twist. John was already booked to be here today. And John knows more Sixers than any breathing human in this city. A couple of dead ones know more than him, but no alive ones do. John Johnson. What do you think of this deal?
This is a huge risk the Sixers are taking.
Oh!
I don't like this trade. I love this trade. I absolutely love this trade. This is exactly what the 76ers needed to do. They are all in for the here and the now.
All right. And really, when you say you love the trade, you love Tobias Harris.
I love Tobias. I love Boban Marjanovic.
The two of them together are going to be fun, man.
Let me just say, this Marjanovic guy, man, he's not great looking.
Have you seen him?
He looks like Andre the Giant.
With him and Embiid, and this is going to be fun.
How tall is Marjanovic?
Is 7'3".
He's bigger than Joel Embiid.
All right, but hold on. Back up for a second. I need you to explain to all the people out there what the Sixers got in Tobias Harris.
For Tobias Harris, they got a perfect fit for what they need. He's young. He's 26, I believe. He averages 20 points per game. He slides right in there. He's going to replace Wilson Chandler. He is a perfect fit for the 76ers. He makes their starting five, my goodness, arguably the best in the Eastern Conference.
They have four stars in the starting five.
Mismatches all over.
Mismatches everywhere. A couple of other things you should know that might make it a little less great. Like you go, well, what the hell are the Clippers doing? Well, why would they be trading Tobias Harris? What is that answer to that, John?
Well, he's on an expiring contract, so the Sixers have to pay him this offseason, which comes in with a huge risk.
Unrestricted free agent end of the year. Do you know who else is an unrestricted free agent end of the year among these four big stars?
Jimmy Butler is too.
They'll
sign him.
Wow.
You are now going to have... They don't have to sign here. You're going to have the highest payroll in the history of the NBA.
Not amazing for where you were?
It's great.
There's only
All that stuff works.
I'm going to tell you something. Johnson is my expert on this stuff. I rely on him tremendously. He said something to me, Al, that made me like the deal.
What was it?
I love this term when I hear about a trade. Johnson came in. He had only gotten a couple hours sleep. Very excited.
90 minutes sleep.
And he said to me, well, now the Sixers are all in.
Yeah.
And that is what I like to hear. They're going, you know what? We're going for it now. All right. Johnson, as a result of the acquisition of Tobias Harris, by the way, no relation to Joshua Harris, the owner.
No.
Although
same but different.
He would like a lot of the Joshua Harris money. and we'll probably get it at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. With all these stars now, who is odds on to win the? Who's odds on from our conference to go to the finals?
I believe it's now between the 76ers and the Toronto Raptors is what I think the new odds will tell us.
And the Celtics are behind us now.
The Celtics, and although Milwaukee has a better record, I think that Milwaukee and the Celtics will be behind the Sixers and the Raptors.
Wow. So we are neck and neck with the Raptors, even though the Raptors scorched us on our home court last night.
Completely outclassed us last night, but now everything changes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know you're just waking up, but you just heard it. That was a great information for Bria and Johnson on what went down.
More Johnson.
I got to tell you the truth. I was on the internet. It was like about 2:45.
Right.
And I was on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
All right.
And all of a sudden, the home page changed. And it went blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know how you go?
You don't believe it.
I'll be honest with you. Right now, I'm on a ton of medication because I had a really horrible root canal yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm on, in fact, I may have the runs too, so be careful. Oh. But anyway, the bottom line I'm saying is, Al, I thought I was dreaming. I went, no, I just saw the homepage, and it was how the Sixers got crushed by the Toronto Raptors.
Doesn't matter now.
Really doesn't, does
nope.
it?
No.
Nope. That game never even happened.
I woke up after that 90-minute nap. Right. When I saw it, I didn't believe it either. I called a team official 3 times and woke up out of bed to confirm it.
You called the team official at 3 a.m, Johnson?
I thought it was a fake account.
That's going to hurt the next time you need him.
Does he love his Sixers? He loves his Sixers. All right, but there is an odd little twist on all this.
Oh.
And this is where, this is my area of expertise, ripping refs, right? It's what I have embraced over the years. Al, remember how I said a couple of weeks ago that the non-call in the Saints-Rams game was one of the worst things I'd ever seen?
Yeah, it couldn't be beat.
Last night.
They might have beaten it. They might have beaten it last night. This is the Sixers are in a desperate comeback.
Mm-hmm.
And Shamet's in the corner. And Shamet takes a shot. And who's the guy that's coming over? Do you know who that guy is?
I can't recall off the top of my head. They were down 8 points.
They are late. Right? He gets there late. And I don't know what the hell ref number 9 saw. He called an offensive foul. Shamet was falling away from the corner, drilled the 3, would have been a 5-point game. Frankly, if there's a foul, it's against the defender, not against Shamet. He initiated no contact.
It was Siakam, the player for Toronto.
Right,
that came Siakam, up to defend.
Could you please tell me who the ref is so I can rip him by name?
I want to double
number
check.
Number 9, he's a bald guy.
There's no number 9 listed
blind.
In the NBA.
He's bald and he's blind. Somebody get me the name of that jackass.
You sure it's 9.
So anyway, what's that?
You sure it's 9?
That's what I saw, but I was upset at the time. I might have gotten it wrong.
And he's on medication.
Yeah, you may check your medication.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, anything I do wrong today, I'm on painkillers right now. It was an excruciating root canal. And yeah, honestly, it was still better than Tony Romo's performance Sunday in the Super Bowl.
Stop it.
Back to this. Hold on. I want you to hear the actual call of the play at NBC Sports Philadelphia. It was on NBC Sports. Right? Anyway, here it is.
Shamet.
He's saying offensive.
Oh man!
That's what I saw. I saw that. Are you kidding me?
That is a terrible call.
That's awful.
It's a terrible call.
That's awful.
It's a terrible call.
If you were watching it, would you please call? Even though we have a bigger story now with the trade, there's always room for somebody to rip a ref on this show. Please do so.
It's NBA ref number 6.
Was that not 6?
You were on your head at the time.
Now, weird the way that happened, Al.
It was Tony Brown.
It was Tony Brown.
Yes.
Tony.
Who are you watching the game with?
Tony. Can I be honest with you?
You're having a lot more fun than we thought you were.
Once I had those, Al, I took those paint lid, I just went wild.
Whoever you were with saw 9.
I know it. Yep. Sorry, honey. I didn't mean for that to come out. Anyway, all right. Back to the action, all right? If that didn't matter, Johnson, you were watching it live,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You were there, right?
I was there.
What was your reaction?
Well, I had the same reaction that right. Zoo and Allah had. No, it was not a foul at all, and it would have.
How did they make that call? I do this every time. How do you make that call when it's not even close?
There was bad calls all night long, and that was the icing on the cake that sealed the win for Toronto.
Tony Brown, you suck. But anyway, we don't care now because Shamet plays.
All irrelevant now.
Shamet plays in L.A. now. Imagine getting called in. He's been good. Yeah, I know he hasn't been amazing.
He may not know yet. He may not know
yet. Hey, Landry, bad news. Uh-huh. You're on the Clippers.
Because it still hasn't been officially confirmed by the team hasn't officially put out a statement.
I'm sorry, that's your spin on it. When Adrian Wojnarowski says it's confirmed.
No, but he personally, be tuning in the WIP right now and saying, wait a minute,
Landry,
traded?
You got traded. They didn't like that foul you did near the end of the game.
It's not very nice.
Meanwhile, Al, Tobias Harris was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm.
And he was in a tough game himself. You want to see what he did in his final game as a Clipper?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
Come to Harris with 7. He'll drive. Pull up from 8 feet. Clippers lead by 2 with 4 seconds to go. Tobias Harris with the basket. The timeout taken by the Hornets.
A great recognition of clock by Tobias Harris. He goes right past Kemba Walker.
Nice play, Tobias. Welcome to town. I don't think he felt too badly about it. He does now.
Yeah.
Because, see, Johnson watches Twitter. And, Johnson, could you please tell us what Tobias Harris tweeted out after he heard that he was a Sixer?
The moment he found out he was traded, he put up a video of Will Smith as the Fresh Prince playing basketball in West Philly.
Oh, very nice.
I think he's happy to be here. The question is, will he be happy to be here next year? Because he's a free agent.
Oh, he's getting
paid. And so is Butler. I mean, now, we could pay more than anybody else because of the rules, but Al, we're going to have to.
Oh, they will.
And, you know, normally the money speaks, but this is now you have a great starting lineup.
After all those years.
However,
what?
You have no bench.
Well, you can get that.
No, there's very little left to trade.
Buyouts?
I turn now to my best friend, John Johnson. Johnson, you have any thoughts on how you might be able to rebuild the bench now that you've lost Chandler and Muscala? What are you thinking on that?
Everybody's worried about the bench. I say you don't have to worry. You have the perfect trade piece to acquire some bench depth.
I have a trade piece.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Very young.
Young.
He's talented.
Right.
He is everything you want in an NBA player on a rookie contract.
Right.
His name is Markelle Fultz.
All right. I don't see Brown giving him up. Brown loves the kid.
He loves the kid.
In fact, last night, Al, in a session with the media prior to the game, someone brought up the concept of whether or not Fultz could help the Sixers in the stretch run. And what ensued was hilarity at its highest. Here is a reporter and then Brett Brown pondering the future of Markelle Fultz.
Do I have Markelle Fultz well?
When you're projecting what you might need for the playoffs and the composition of your eventual rotation, are you planning on Fultz being in there?
I mean, right now, we haven't seen Markelle for how long? You know, and we all understand, like, his progression back to the court has been sort of managed in a slow-type fashion. And so I think with Markelle, I mean, I hear your question, but right now, you know, I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised with how he arrives back with us, more than, like, assume that he's going to be there. I think it's not smart for me to think like that.
I was watching Al because he hadn't heard it.
I've heard less awkward two people breaking up.
Hold on a minute. Al, have you ever heard the phrase in a slow-type fashion?
This doesn't
Wait
even...
Wait a minute, Johnson. Are you a huge Fultz fan here proposing they unload the number one pick in the draft from 2 years ago?
Oh, how wonderful that would be, wouldn't it?
look at Johnson.
But see, but that audio.
Christmas morning for Johnson.
Let me paint you the picture what Brett Brown looked like.
Yeah.
He always takes it with a smile. The moment that question was asked, it turned into a frown.
Yeah.
He leaned into his arm and hunched over.
Do I have Markelle Fultz well?
But you know what? If we could find some sap to give us somebody for him, do it.
Oh.
They may think they can breathe life in him. We know better, but send him on his way. You got, what do you got, another day or so?
See right? you. 36 hours, I think.
Something like that. 34 hours. Whatever it is, they got to unload Markel Fultz. That's the next move. But the Sixers, this is the story you need to know today. They were at the poker table. They had what they thought was a pretty good hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all the chips and they moved them in the
middle.
You
know what pushed them over?
And they said, we are all in. All in.
And John knows what pushed them over.
What?
What's that?
It was the fans at the game.
All right.
Screaming.
What happened there, Rhea? There was a chant.
That's right.
The fans, Elton Brand sits in the stands, right? Or sits
near
the
GM and name only.
He during free throws, they were yelling, make some moves, Elton. We're losing by 20. It's national TV.
All right, Rhea, that's fine. But as the show goes along, I'm going to need you to step that up into a full screen.
Well, it's 6:14.
I know it is. I don't want you to peek early. No. I'm with you on that. But start yelling later when I go back to you for that.
Right,
all right?
On.
888-729-9495. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, fine. But I want to win a nice item today. How about a Zach Ertz jersey?
Ooh.
It's right up there on the prize wheel. Oh, it's a Wednesday prize wheel day.
Nice.
And today, because there's so much going on in basketball, we came up with that first ever list of the 12 greatest basketball movies. Name one of the 12 on our list. Most of them are low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get a spin to win the Zach Ertz jersey or all the other. We got so many great tickets and prizes and massages. Oh, my God, the stuff we got out here. You will get on immediately. Philly's batting practice jersey. Nice, Al. We got great stuff today. Just name one of the 12 best basketball movies, and you're on the wheel. Here are your numbers, 888-729-9494. For Rich, Mike, Jason, the first, you're next. Jump on now, 888-729-9494. We come back, Al, I got to get this in as early as possible.
Okay.
There's some drama going on with Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, this is great. You got to hear this.
Nothing is ever great from
this
Lenny Dykstra.
This is better than great. I've already tweeted it out. That's how great it is.
Prison Break?
I taught myself how to send out video.
Oh.
So you could see this on my Twitter.
Oh, no.
Al, it's charming.
Nothing's charming with Lenny.
That's not
I'm going
to
tell you,
Al,
he's looking great at his age. But he is addressing the issue of why he is not a candidate for the Phillies Wall of Fame. And it's unbelievable. And it's next. WIP Sports Time 660.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.